Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com talking high school wrestling with Rock Ridge head coach Lucas Smith. They got on the mat last Saturday, got four matches in up at Rock Falls, won three of those, and I know talked to one of your wrestlers earlier in the week, Coach Will Simmons, and you know he talked a little bit about kind of shaking the rust off, but apparently the Rockets had a pretty good weekend up there.
Yeah, we did have a good weekend, and I mean, we went out and wrestled well. You know, even though we have low numbers right now, we were able to pick up a few good wins, and that's good to see right away at the start of the year, for sure.
Well, and even though maybe you don't have quantity in terms of the number of wrestlers, it looks like you do have some quality with kids like Dallas Kruger and Colin Schmidt, and even, you know, Will Simmons got off to a nice start. So it looks like some of the pieces of the puzzle are there.
Yeah, that's the truth, too. We have, you know, six or seven kids that we, you know, expect to win every night. I mean, that's the reality of it, and that's going to keep us in a lot of duels. You know, we got, like you said, Colin Schmidt, Nolan Throne, Dallas Kruger, Will Simmons, Nico Zarlatanis, and then newcomer this year, Cameron Garisher, came out. He did a great job in the, you know, during the football season, and decided to give wrestling a try this year, and he's a big, strong brood of a kid, so he'll win a lot of matches just because of that. So,
well, and that's a great description. Oh, that's a compliment. A big, strong brood of a kid. He'll take that. That's a pretty good nickname. So what did you kind of think of just technique and stuff like that? I know it's one thing to get into wrestling shape. It's another thing to get on the mat and you know, do the correct technique stuff. How good do you feel about that so far?
So far, and you know, you're talking about those kids that have wrestled a long time in their life. So, like Will said, you know, it's a perfect description of it. Is, you know, shaking the rust off, and you don't expect anything to be perfect right now. And that, I mean, the technique-wise, they're pretty good. And like I told them after the meets or after the duels, they, you know, we're not in shape yet for wrestling and wrestling a whole day. So that's something we've been working on a little bit with morning practice. You know, we have a morning conditioning practice once a week, and then, you know, our normal practices after school. So,
how many weights, you know, right now are you giving up? You know, you say numbers is a little bit of an issue, but are you able to kind of spread the talent you have out to kind of fill the lineup card out, or are you giving up some spots?
We give up. We're going to be giving up probably four or five throughout most of the year. So we do have a little bit of a cluster of guys at the 32, 38 area. So we're trying to spread them out a little more and get them somewhere else. But there's only so much you can do whenever you have the IHSA, you know, fat tests and hydration tests. And just that is what it is. It's nothing we can do about that. So
I know it's not fair to say you ease into the season because you got on the mat, had four matches last week up at Rock Falls, but kind of the first big test on the schedule, your first invite, that's coming up in a couple of weeks. I mean, is that a big measuring stick for you up at Erie Prophetstown?
I mean Erie's always a good team, and then there's some other pretty decent teams there. You know, I can't name them all off right now, but it's always a good opening tournament for the guys to just kind of measure where they are, and then for me to see what we need to work on after, you know, wrestling a whole day, and when they get tired, then they, you know, start getting sloppy. So, you know, it's just nice to see that opening tournament.
Tell
see where we are.
Yeah, and then looking at wrestling in the area this year, I know you're probably looking at some of the box scores early, is really most of the competition getting underway this week. What does the talent level look like, at least in this area?
I think this area has always got good wrestlers. I mean, and that's a great thing for us, because you have to wrestle every day, or every time you go out on the mat. It's not typically a slouch match for anybody, so it's good to see, and it's good to be in this area whenever it comes to wrestling. So,
All right, Coach. Well, nice start last week with the Rockets getting four matches in up at Rock Falls. They win three of those. So we'll talk to you throughout the season.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Lucas Smith, the head wrestling coach at Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.